obviously, first question, how's the ankle?
It's getting better. Each and every day is getting better, along with teammates and just the progression of the offense. You know, I'm excited to be out there, have the opportunity to do it. You know, as you know, one of the leaders on this team, man, you got to hold people accountable as well as yourself. And each and every day is stressing on the body, you know, to get yourself up and go, get yourself up and execute, no matter the degrees, no matter how you're feeling body-wise or whatnot, man. I'm excited about these guys each and every day. Everybody's been coming out, even though it's early, and been battling their tails off.
How have you seen Kelvin perform out there early on, and how disheartening was the news that he couldn't be out there today, but we're still waiting MRI?
Well, Kelvin's been playing great. Not only him, man, you know, Jericho, Javante, as I call him, Jayco, McNutt, you know, everybody's accepted the challenge, man. And, you know, I think with our bonding throughout this offseason, man, it's just been bringing us closer. You know, I'm excited about those guys to have a wide open opportunity, and we're going to see what they're going to do with it. As a quarterback, you know, you have to manage a lot of guys and motivate them in different ways, because I can't say the things to get Kelvin motivated like how I try to motivate Kaloi Pilaris or, you know, Brent Burson. You know, everybody's doing great, you know, getting coached up by, you know, Ricky Prohl. He's doing an unbelievable job, and the list goes on. Offensive line is looking great. You know, the tight ends are being held down by the anchor with Greg, and you know, the running backs are just doing what they're supposed to do. And if we can keep this mentality, man, you know, our anticipation for this season is going to rise. But you know, we got to focus on and hone on it each and every day that we get to get better.
Kevin, what's the offense got to get better? You feel comfortable going to him, knowing you don't have to throw the perfect pass to get it to him the way you have the last couple of days?
Well, for Kelvin, man, he's a playmaker. And, you know, I see where you're trying to go, but I'm not going to go there. You know, Kelvin, he tried to slick, try my accuracy, too.
He didn't throw perfect passes, but yeah, I mean, it's he lost some right. Nice ones that were perfect yesterday.
He did. He surely did. And not only him, man, but everybody has. And I think this has been the quote of the offseason. What's the use of me throwing a perfect pass and it's dropped? Or what's the use of me, you know, throwing an ugly pass and it's caught? You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, an incompletion is an incompletion. You know, we know it's a lot of statistics in football that, you know, you guys cover, and I understand that. But when they say, you know, Carolina Panthers touchdown, it's not going to say Cam Newton threw a ugly duck down the field. It's going to say Kelvin Benjamin, Jason Devine, Jericho Cotri, Brenton Burson, Kaloi Pilaris, McNutt, Terrence King, all these guys, you know, caught a ugly pass. It's not going to say. It's just going to say touchdown Carolina Panthers. And that's the main job. If we can keep our focus with trying to make each other better. When I'm not doing good, somebody has to pick me up. You know, when the running game is not doing good, the pass game has to increase. And that's what we're trying to, you know, stay level and balanced throughout this whole time while we're in training camp.
I saw you on the exercise bike yesterday after practice. Mm-hmm. You're just still trying to work out. Was that for the ankle?
Well, the thing is, you know, for me, you're trying to get some type of cardiovascular exercises after practice. You know, Coach Ken does a great job with challenging us to keep us motivated. And throughout practice, we don't have a lot of reps with us running. So after practice, we try to get as much cardio in as possible. And me being on the bike just is a replacement for me just running around, even though I will want to. But, you know, I got a semi-flat tire that I'm working with, trying to get it pumped back up.
So they are doing less running with you on purpose.
I wouldn't say for them. I think it's just a smart thing to do right now. You know, what's the use of running on it and going to the training room? It's going to be swell up. But, you know, the thing right now is to be smart. And even don't matter how I feel, it's a plan for everything. You know, as coaches once said, you know, it's a means to the madness. Right now, whatever Ryan Vermillion tells me to do, that's what I'm going to do. If he tells me to hold back, I'm going to hold back. And if he tells me to give me more reps, you know, I'm going to be excited to take it.
Has it been hard to hold yourself back?
It has. But the big picture is, you know, trying to get back 100%. I think the competitive side, you know, always tells a person that you can go. But that's when the smart side has to come in and say, you know what, the big picture is trying to be 100% by week one.
Cam, you think the tight ends will be a bigger part of the offense this year? It seems like you got some, a lot of talent there.
Well, I think the tight end position is been getting better. I don't, you know, want to just make a bold statement saying they're going to be a bigger part because, you know, Greg Olsen has been a big part in this offense ever since he signed with us or has been a part of the team. You know, I think for us, with those guys coming in each and every day with the mentality that, you know, I got to get better and doing that is going to make this offense even more dangerous. When we have a running game, you know, with the guys back there in the backfield, with you know, the tight end position that can not only run effectively or block effectively, but can catch and run great routes, and just a receiving core that's going to put the stress on the defense vertically and horizontally.
How tough is it to not practice with Jonathan Stewart for another 2 to 4 weeks?
And that's another thing you have to just realize and bite your tongue and say, you know, what's the big picture here? You know, we understand what Jonathan Stewart brings to the table. And I'm pretty sure Jonathan is not trying to milk this injury. And, you know, we know that, you know, he's in the training room before anybody else is, or one of the early guys in the training room getting treatment, trying to get 100%. And you see him out there on the sideline, not only getting the mental reps, but, you know, the physical reps as well, you know, on the sideline, you know, with Coach Skip. It's been great to see that. And, you know, and we can't wait to see him back in.
About the left tackle battle so far, the pocket, how's it developed so far the first few days in pads?
Well, the offensive line has been looking great. Honestly, I've been blindfolded with who's out there and who's not out there. I really could care less because at the end of the day, we have one common goal on the offensive side, and that's to put up points, get first downs, and, you know, with that said, Byron Bell has been doing a great job. Nate Chandler has been doing great. The whole offensive line just being anchored by, you know, Ryan Khalil. It's great to see Jordan Gross out here, you know, motivating the guys, even though he looks like a tight end now. But, you know, anywho, he's just a great guy to just be around and just keep the offensive line, you know, motivated to be that person to get questions asked.
Cam, you said you're listening. You said you're listening to Ryan and taking cues from him, obviously.
Right.
Has he given you a timeline as to when they really want to try to take the reins off and crank it up?
It has not been a timeline set, and I don't think you can put a timeline on a particular injury like this. It's just a work in progress. You know, one day it feels better than the next, and that's the only thing that I'm striving to do. I just know that I'm just putting myself in the position that when it's time for my number to be called in the game, I will be ready to go.
Cam, you look on the other side, and you see Luke Kuechly lined mm-hmm. up, and he's doing all sorts of gyrations, getting people moving this way, that
right.
way. And I mean, what's it like competing against him, and, you know, what do you see when you're out there practicing?
Well, Luke is one of the standards that we have on his team. You know, he's low maintenance, but he brings to the table a hardworking guy that strives for excellence each and every time he's between, you know, the lines. He's a great role model for not only, you know, the first team defense, but everybody that watches him. And I told the offense, you know, a couple of days ago, you know, we have the challenge is already set. This is a top five defense that we're going against each and every day in practice. And if we could, you know, be effective versus this, you know, we're setting the standard for ourselves. We don't have to prove to nobody. But the things that we don't have to prove to ourselves first. You know, it comes down to, you know, knowing that at the end of the day, it's not about what the defense does. It's not about what team or how we were about to play. It's about the offense coming together and being able to execute. And I tell you, Luke doesn't make it easier for you. You know, when him and Thomas and Chase is on that other side making the checks, it's good to see them flying around. But, you know, I think it's even better to see us flying around passing.
Cam, yesterday, Greg Hardy stood there and said that he hated being a distraction for the team. Mm-hmm. As a leader of this team,
right?
How have you talked to him at all about any of this? Have you talked to the team about how you should focus?
I can say this, you know, as a team, we're getting closer. The talks that we need to have, the conversations that we need to have have been great. You know, we don't need to have this conversation about Greg Hardy. I would refuse to have a conversation about Greg. Greg understands he's a grown man. and I don't need you to remind that everybody that how important he means to this team. He knows that and understand that, and I think that's the first step with seeing an increase of leadership, with him knowing and understanding to hold himself accountable. Not only that, when you got a guy like Charles Johnson or got a stout defensive line that's, you know, comes to play each and every day, with leadership like Thomas Davis and Luke Kuechly, man, you know, everybody, the standard is already set. So for him, you know, he realizes that and comes in each and every day with a sound mind that we as a team got to get better.
Thanks, Cam. Appreciate it. Thanks, Cam.